This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, off air, you and Carson were talking about these express lanes.
Yeah.
All right. So I leave here yesterday, and a couple of things happened to me. First, let's talk about what you guys were talking about yesterday.
Well, okay? I hate the I-70 express lane. I think it is, it's deadly. It's terrifying, because what people do is, once they're stuck on, they decide not to do the express lane because it costs money. So what they do is they're sitting in traffic, and now they've had it. They're kind of irritated. So I'm zipping through at like a nice 70 miles per hour on the express lane on the left side of them, and they pull out and think that they can beat me. And I just see their tires come out in front of me, and then I have to slam on my brakes because they just pulled out in front of me.
Literally, and it's one lane.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
And there's no room to budge. Like, mm-hmm. I can't go to the left because there's concrete, and I can't go to the right because there's other cars, and so I'm just going to have to hit you.
You're crossing a double white line. It is a $75 fine. Most people know that. Don't care. Don't care. Cameras are everywhere. They're going to catch you doing it. Don't care. Get frustrated in traffic and you pull out in front of somebody.
It is so dangerous.
Oh my God. Now, I never really looked at it that way until you mentioned it to me, Jamie, several weeks ago or so. And then I've kind of kept my eyes peeled for it. And then I heard you guys talking about it again off air yesterday.
Usually when I'm on I-70, what I do is I look for turned tires. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going zippity-doo-dying down my lane.
I do the same thing.
Do you?
Yeah, you have to. It's the only way. If you're not like just actively looking to see some idiot turn into your lane,
yep,
you're going to smash into him and hurt yourself real bad.
Yeah, because you know if turned tires are turned, they're thinking about
it. They're coming, yeah. You have to do it.
Fortunately for us, we drive in at a time when you don't have as much traffic as you are dealing with right now on the highways, okay? But when we leave here, we deal with more traffic. But coming in, it's not so bad. I don't know how you go through this every day. I mean, it is absolutely a nightmare out there.
It really
is. Now, yesterday I leave here, and exactly what you and Carson were talking about in studio happens to me.
Really?
I'm on C-470, that express lane. Now, fortunately for me, I just gotten in it. Gotten to the double white lines, but I hadn't built up speed yet. So I was only at 45 or so when I was, you know, speed limit. Or that was the speed I was going. When this white BMW, boom, right in front of me.
Yeah.
If I'd been doing 75, it would have been ugly probably.
You know, there's so much pressure too being in the in that lane, in the express lane. Because if you're going 70, which I feel like is fine. If you're going 70, there's always some asshat behind you that wants to go 80. And he's just riding your tail. And you're like, really? I am going pretty fast, you bastard.
You're usually going like 10 miles an hour over already.
But like, then they're on your ass like you're just like that you're the worst person that ever lived.
It's like the Autobahn out there. It really is.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I swear you're a soothsayer.
I'm a soothsayer?
You're a soothsayer.
What is a soothsayer?
It's somebody that can predict the future.
Oh, yeah. I am a soothsayer.
That's exactly what happened again to me yesterday. After this person pulled in front of me, I finally get up to, I'm doing 80 miles per hour. I'm literally speeding. I'm moving. This guy is on my bumper. It's a one lane road. There's nowhere to go. Back off, Jack.
No, you're a jerk for going that slow. 80 is stupid.
I do feel
get
bad.
Get off the road.
I know.
Why is it I'm doing 80, but I feel bad that I'm holding this guy up?
I agree.
I get this guilt about it.
I have anxiety about that express lane. I'm just like, I'm going with the other people. Or I say in my head, I'm going with the poor people.
I'll just stay in this lane.
Yeah. This is poor people live, okay?
I'll take my medicine. I'll just sit here in traffic. I'm not getting over there.
Yeah, it's too scary.
Madhouse.
It's so scary. Oh my God.
It is crazy.
And
though.
I owe them like millions of dollars, so I'm afraid like they're going to pull me over and go, you're on this lane. You haven't even paid.
You shouldn't even be on this.
I know.
My wife gave me the sticker that you put your windshield.
Or is it transponder or you have a sticker?
It's a sticker.
It's a sticker now.
With a barcode on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put it on my window and now I find myself just spinning like crazy.
It's dangerous.
There was a time that I would never use that express lane. Yeah. I mean, it had to be bad, bad traffic out there. Now I'm like a guy that's a millionaire.
But yeah, I bet it's on your own credit card, though.
Probably.
I don't think it's probably on hers.
Well, there's just something about not seeing it, you know? It's just something about not seeing that bill that makes me just want to get in that lane every time I get on C-470 now.
I will say, even on the weekends, like there's no one on C-470, and there's still people riding that lane all the way.
I don't get that at all.
That's
me. Why?
Because I got a sticker.
There's nobody on the road.
I gotta use my sticker.
Most of the time, I'm going faster than you, and you're getting charged for it.
I know. I look at those people and just call them dummies in my head.
But when I look at your windshield, you don't have a sticker either.
I got a sticker.
You didn't get that.
It's like I got
a sticker.
I got a sticker.
I'm proud of a sticker.
I got a sticker.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday, man. Weekend almost here. Woo, going to be 85 today.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.